And now we have Ian Havlick and Zach Guy of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. They are forecasters, and they're here with us to talk about avalanche conditions in the listening region. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
So first of all, let's just go ahead and start with a quick and simple snow report. As I understand it, avalanche danger remains low right now, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's that surprising for folks looking out their windows to see we've got pretty low snow coverage right now, and it's been about a week since we've had snow. So avalanche danger is 1 out of 5 on the scale, which is as low as it gets, and it's pretty good stability out there for exploring the mountains right now.
Absolutely. And I heard something in an avalanche forecast the other day, which, by the way, we broadcast on KBUT every weekday at 8 a.m. if you want to listen, or you can listen at kbut.org. But I did hear a mention that in these early season conditions, when you take a tumble, there is a slightly larger chance of hitting something hard.
Absolutely. Because it's such thin coverage, we've got rocks out, there's stumps, all the usual early season obstacles. Yeah, even a small avalanche this time of year can inflict more harm than a midwinter avalanche, just because it'll drag you into those rocks and stumps and everything. So it's always, it's always good to be cautious of even small isolated instabilities, which is kind of what we're advertising for right now. Just some pretty small, rare avalanches, but, be heads up still.
Absolutely. So that covers sort of current conditions. I know that my co-host Chris Rourke is always really excited to have you guys on the show because she likes learning about avalanche science. Chris, do you have questions for our guests right now?
Yeah, you guys have some events coming up to prepare people for the season. Maybe tell us what those involve. And the reason I ask is because I worked with Will Shoemaker, if you know him, long time ago, and he is a big backcountry skier, and he would always send me to these avalanche preparation meetings so that I could learn as much as possible. And I'd come back and tell him about the latest beacon or something like that. So tell us what you do to prepare people for the upcoming season.
Yeah, Zach, well,
go for it.
Awareness night, and then Ian can chime in with about the beacon brush up and address some of those other questions that you had. So this Friday we have avalanche awareness night. It's an annual event that we host every year. It serves as both a fundraiser for the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, and it's a great learning opportunity. This year, because of COVID, we're having a virtual event, so it's going to be broadcast live on our YouTube channel, and that's happening Friday night at 6 p.m. And what it is, it's a series of presentations that will be given to, on avalanche topics, along with just some good old fun, classic fan ACUF style goofiness and all the rest. So I think it'll be a good, good thing to tune into on Friday night. Support the Avalanche Center. Brush up your avalanche knowledge. We've got a course that'll be interesting as well. So put it on your calendar for Friday at 6 p.m. And all the information is on our website at cbavalanchecenter.org. And maybe I'll have Ian chime in on some of the things that folks can do to brush up on their skills before getting out in the backcountry.
Yeah. This is a very interesting year, and we've kind of been walking on eggshells as far as how our traditional beacon brush up is going to roll out. Do we have it in person? Do we have it virtual? Is it responsible for a public safety nonprofit organization to host an in-person gathering? And after kind of talking it over and hem and hawing, I think we came to the conclusion that we are going to go virtual this year. Along with everything else we seem to be doing in our daily lives. So we're going to host the Beacon Brush Up in a series of videos, from very basic short videos on how to check your buddy's transceivers at the trailhead, to single person companion avalanche rescue, to even more complicated scenario videos, as well as even some snowmobile specific rescue videos, which I think will be received pretty well. It'll allow our community, as well as the greater region, and who knows how big these videos will get, but to tune in and maybe learn a nugget or two that could save you or your buddies in the future. We have a bunch of local guides, well-respected guides and avalanche educators on board to teach these video clips, as well as some local film production companies kind of shine it up a little bit and make it pretty fun to watch. So that's our hope, as well as the Beacon Brushup. We have a bunch of other events in the hopper. We're going to be at various trailheads throughout the winter, just there as educators and helping people travel safely in our backcountry this winter.
And of course, here on KBUT as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right here on KBUT, 8 a.m. every morning.
Ian, that you kind of provoked a thought in my head. What is probably the number one thing that maybe people neglect when they go in the backcountry and it gets them into trouble? Is it checking their beacon? What is it? Not being prepared?
You know, that's a great question, and it's multifaceted. I'm interested to hear, no pun intended with multifaceted, but I'm interested to hear Zach's response as well. But I think it comes down to just overall personal responsibility, and traveling in the backcountry, especially in somewhere like Colorado, isn't like swimming in a lake. It takes some responsibility and education and forethought going into the backcountry to educate yourself on what the hazards are, because it's so rapidly changing hour to hour, day to day, week to week. So it really requires a little bit more of a full-time job to stay on top of, I would say. So aside from the gear and all that, I think just going out with a solid understanding of the current conditions is a huge step in the right direction for folks.
That's great. Zach?
Yeah, I chime in there. I'd say, like, we see a spectrum, like Ian kind of touched on, a spectrum of ways that people mess up and get caught in that. And part of it is just a lack of awareness. And so that's what our center strives to do, is to reach those folks who may not know about avalanches or may not know how to manage them. And so that's one aspect, which I think we're improving on. And another one is just, you know, we're all human and fallible, make decisions, and we all have our own biases. And you'll see that there are a number of experts get caught in avalanches every year. And that's not surprising, because it's, you know, even though we understand conditions better, or we have more experience in moving through avalanche terrain, we still make mistakes because we have our own biases. We want to ski that powder slope, even though we've seen feedback on our way up that's telling us it's unstable. And so there's been quite a bit of research on, you know, human factors and what some of these biases are that cause us to make poor decisions. And we're getting a better understanding of it, but it's really, the more I get into avalanche science, the more curious I am about the psychology behind it too. You know, I love the snow science, but there's a whole nother psychology, you know, science exploring that as well. And why do we make the decisions that we do? And you know, there's a lot of great stuff out there to learn from.
God, that's a great point, talking about the psychology of it.
Yeah, one example is confirmation bias, where if you have an opinion, you think, you know, we see this in the news media, where like if you believe something, you're going to find news articles that support your belief.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens in the backcountry, where if you're out in the backcountry and you believe that that slope is stable today, you might look past an obvious sign of instability or something that's telling you that it's not, because you want to support. And it's just, that's a bias that our human brains have evolved to, because we need to make decisions effectively. And not every time we see evidence that conflicts our, you know, our basis or our decisions, you know, that would just create chaos in our brains. So these are biases that are designed in our brains to help us, you know, move through the day effectively, but they can come back to haunt us in the backcountry.
Zach Guy and Ian Havlick are both forecasters with the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, and they are joining us this evening on Community Matters. Gentlemen, it looks like we are out of time. Fortunately, we have agreed to have the Crested Butte Avalanche Center come back on the show throughout this winter, and we look forward to discussing many more topics with you, including a recent study that shows that winter backcountry use in the Crested Butte area has declined over the past 3 years. You ask anybody that's been out there over the past 3 years, they would tell you the exact opposite, but a recent trail use study says that that has declined. So tune in next time to KBUT's Community Matters, and we may bring that topic up, but we will definitely have the folks from the Crested Butte Avalanche Center back on with us. Thank you so much for being with us, Zach and Ian.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. And remind me, that's December 14th that we're back.
I would have to look at a calendar.
I think so. Yeah.
The reason I say that real quick is part of the reason we have low danger right now, but we've got a lot of weak layers developing on our snowpack. And sure. Come December 14th, I think we'll be in a more exciting pattern. I'm looking at sure. weather models and I'm talking for a shift to more snow by then. So hopefully we'll have some exciting avalanche conditions to talk about too.
Awesome. Well, and you can learn about that daily forecast here on KBUT 8 a.m. every weekday. Again, thanks for being with us, Zach and Ian.
Thank you.
And Chris Rourke, my co-host, thanks as always for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
This is Community Matters presented by KBUT. My name's Christopher Biddle. Look for a posting of this episode online. Stay tuned. Bobby's World is coming up next on KBUT.